Anyone who suggests to you that the glass ceiling is false is obviously not female. It has been around, well, long before my time, and I think it'll be around a little bit afterwards. But how do women get past that? How do they inspire each other to aim higher and achieve more? Well, sometimes we look to our own. And the League of Extraordinary Women has been set up in Launceston, a Launceston chapter, to do just that, to gain inspiration from the stories that are right here around us. And one of them this morning allows me to actually touch base with someone that I haven't seen for many, many years, photographer Belinda Fetke. Hello.
Good morning, BJ.
Long time no speak.
I know, but it's really nice to see you.
It's great to catch up with you. When I knew you going back 14 years ago, you were just starting out in the business of photography. And I knew you through your daughter and some music lessons, but you were just sort of finding your feet as a photographer at that point. And 14 years on, here you are with your own business.
I know, and I think it's really amazing to have started as a hobby, scrapbooking, and photographing theatre, and then move on to work for a school as an actual employee, doing photography, PR marketing, photography for them, and then to develop my own business. It's been an incredible journey, and if I can do it, anyone can.
Overnight success in 14 years.
No. 14 years.
I love it. So let's go back to those early beginnings. Yes. You said you actually started out as a scrapbooker.
Yes. That's where I realised that I loved taking photographs to tell a story. And then I just ran out of photos to take of my kids, so then I had to start photographing other people's children.
Well, this would have been about the time that digital photography was really just starting to find its feet as well.
It was just starting. I started out as a film photographer and then had to learn digital and Photoshop and everything else as well. So it's been a steep learning curve.
I imagine so, because there has been that massive change. No longer do we drop the films into the chemist, we just take the card out of the camera and load it up into the computer and away we go.
Yes.
When you started to actually take photos, did you have any inkling of where it might take you?
I had no idea. And even if you'd said to me 7 years ago when I was working for the school, it was a big jump to then start my own business. But I had more and more staff asking me to photograph their weddings and their children, and I realised I just couldn't fit it all in, and I just thought, if I'm going to do it, I want to do it now and start my own business. And I've had so much support. It's been awesome.
Anyway. Do you think you had a natural eye for photography?
My mother's an artist. So yes, I think I had a natural eye, even though I didn't realise it when I was younger.
How did you go about developing that?
I looked at lots and lots of photos that I loved. I tried to work out why I liked an image, where the people were positioned, what the lighting was like. And I think the most important thing was connection with a photograph, whether the person was actually looking at me, because I'm a portraitist, not a landscaper, so I don't get up at 6 o'clock in the morning. But yeah, I think it was very important for me. Why was I connected to an image? Same as an artwork, I suppose, with people. And so then I tried to develop my work around that same philosophy. And Philip Biggs was awesome. He took me under his wing a little bit at the Examiner for a few days.
I was going to say, there's a name I've read in print once or twice.
Yes. And because I hadn't had any formal training, I was just trying to work out how to get the best imagery I could. So he had me as a work experience student.
Really?
And yeah, I went out with him and watched how he set things up really quickly without having met a person before, and where he would use the light. And I learned a lot from him just in those couple of days that I was with him. So it was amazing.
So you've gone from scrapbooking to starting to take your own shots to doing the school portraiture shots and the like?
I did all their PR marketing for 7.5 years, and I created the magazines and all the presentations. And I guess when I was at the school, my biggest thing, being a mother, I wanted every child to have an opportunity to see their face in a publication, on a picture on the wall, just somewhere in a presentation. And so that was my goal. And as the school got bigger and bigger, it became harder and harder. That's where I went from.
And now you're out running your own business.
Yes, B Photography.
Did you have someone that helped you or mentored you in terms of going from a paid employee at a school to running your own company?
I had to work out how I was going to differentiate myself from being a school photographer who sold photos for $5 and also to the theatre when I was working there. How could I become a professional photographer and give value to what I was doing? So I decided to join the AIPP, which is the Australian Institute of Professional Photography. Mm-hmm. I didn't have to have formal training, but I needed to provide a portfolio of my work. I had to be guided by a mentor, and set up business and contracts and insurances and all of those sort of things. And Alan Moyle was a great mentor to me at the beginning of my business. He taught me a lot of things and he dragged me along to the AIPP Council and got me onto council within 1.5 weeks of being in that association. And I went on to be on council for 5 years and the president for a couple of years as well.
Talking with Belinda Fetke this morning, and she's going to be a guest speaker at next week's meeting, the League of Extraordinary Women, or their luncheon actually. I mentioned when we started talking that a lot of things have changed in the last 14 years, how you've gone from film photography to digital photography. We've also gone really from print marketing to online marketing as well. That has been an enormous area that's exploded. And I've noticed your work filtering across local social media. How important is that to you?
I think social media marketing is the most important marketing we can do. And shameless self-promotion is what it's all about, but not in an obnoxious way. But it's like a media release. But you get to media release whenever you want. Instead of just in print, you can just keep doing it on social media. And it's that self-promotion that has gotten me incredible opportunities. I was recently contacted by Jetstar to do a commission for them for George Street.
Really?
And they said that they'd seen my photography and read my blog. So I thought, wow. So I'm in the latest Jetstar magazine. I've got two double pages.
Let me have a look.
Pages 24 to 28.
Oh, wow. You said George Street, Launceston. Is this
George Street, Launceston.
With the Fiesta or something that's coming up?
No, they just wanted to promote different areas. I think they choose different remote areas at different times.
Wow.
And the great thing about that was I had to push myself because they didn't want any post-production on the images, and I had to interview the businesses as well. So it was quite exciting. I think it's important to invent, adapt and reinvent yourself.
And this opportunity for you came about through social media?
Social media, completely through social
media. Just someone happened across your photos and went, okay, that looks like something we can use and away we go.
Of course, I self-promote myself saying, look what I did. And then Telstra NBN, or one of the advertising agencies in Melbourne last week, contacted me and I've just photographed for the Telstra NBN booklet.
Ah.
And so this is all from social media marketing. But you do it in a really personal way, and I think it's also important to be a little bit vulnerable. Showed everyone I was in Waiters this weekend. So it's self-promoting with integrity and with humility and making it about the people that you photograph, not about yourself.
Mm. It's all in the subject matter, isn't it?
It's in the subject matter.
That is absolutely brilliant. Where to next for you, Belinda?
I'm hoping to start doing some more public speaking,
right,
and talking about things I'm really, really passionate about. Profile pictures for women on LinkedIn, social media profiles. I just think there's so many that don't understand the importance of it, that it is actually your street front. How much time is spent looking at by recruiters on your actual profile picture, and I think it should look professional. There should be eye contact, you know, all these things that people don't quite understand how important that profile picture is. So again, talking about profile pictures has gotten me a lot of opportunities to, I was on a podcast recently, The Black Marketeers, and I've had a lot of opportunity to photograph women and present them in a way that I think's really lovely.
Best of luck when you step out as a public speaker next week in front of the League of Extraordinary Women.
Thank you very much, BJ.
Belinda Fetke, photographer, with us this morning on ABC Northern Tasmania.